This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The 30 member states of NATO ended their Monday summit in Brussels, reaffirming the military alliance with a strong statement against Russia and, to a lesser degree, to China. Both countries were called out as challenges to the rules-based international order. In the final communique, the NATO leaders agreed to, quote, open a new chapter in transatlantic relations as they face what they called an increasingly complex security environment. The final document included recognition of what they called a more assertive Russia and a more brutal form of terrorism, as well as ongoing global instability, increasing cyber threats, new technologies, pandemics, and climate change. On the sidelines of the summit, U.S. President Joe Biden met with leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that won independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. While they're now full members of NATO and the European Union, these Baltic countries are wary of the Kremlin's regional ambitions. Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on Wednesday for their first face-to-face meeting. Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's deposed civilian leader, went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She was facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that overthrew her democratically elected government on February 1st. Suu Kyi is facing charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies, as well as violating COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's elections. Her lawyers have told reporters they expect the current trial to last until the end of July. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since the coup on February 1st, which took place nearly 3 months after her party swept elections. This is VOA News. A jailed Belarusian journalist has made another public appearance during a news conference in Minsk on Monday. Roman Protasevich, who was arrested in May after his flight was forced to land in Belarus, said he was fine and had not been beaten. Belarusian authorities deny the plane was diverted so Protasevich could be arrested. They said it instead was because of a bomb threat. Reports say no bomb was found on board the plane. The plane had been flying over Belarusian airspace at the time. As a result of the incident, several airlines have rerouted flights to avoid traveling over Belarus. This was not the first time Protasevich has appeared in public since his arrest. Last month, he admitted to participating in a plot to oust President Alexander Lukashenko by organizing riots. Protasevich also took back criticism of the Belarusian leader, who defended the diversion of the aircraft as necessary to protect the Belarusian people. Protasevich appeared with four officials, two of them wearing uniforms, which led opposition members to claim the appearance was made under duress. The European Union and the United States have called for Protasevich to be released. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase three clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants across 119 sites in the United States and in Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday he is willing to provide COVID-19 vaccine aid to North Korea if the isolated country agrees to it. Moon made the remarks during a joint news conference with his Austrian counterpart after a meeting in Vienna on Monday. Moon told reporters if South Korea becomes a regional hub for COVID-19 vaccine production, North Korea would, in his words, surely cooperate on vaccine aid. He said the United States government also supports humanitarian aid to North Korea. Prosecutors in Canada say a man accused of deliberately killing a Muslim family with his truck will face terrorism charges in addition to those for murder. The prosecution said Monday that Nathaniel Veltman's actions warrant an upgrade to terrorism charges. Veltman is accused of running over the family with his truck in a parking lot in London, Ontario on June 6th. Police accused the 20-year-old of planning the attack and say he was wearing what appeared to be body armor and a helmet at the time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.